live or on the replay on whatever platform. Welcome and thank you very, very much. Hey, Frankie, welcome. You're number one today. Hey, Ralph, welcome. Number two, I'm pulling up. Number three is Lou. Welcome, welcome. Hey, Miss Shelby. Mama Bear Tracy. Welcome, welcome. Hope everyone is having a wonderful day. I am having a wonderful day. Hey, Blunt, welcome. Everyone's able to make it. Okay, let's get started. Okay, welcome Fair Use, welcome, and Akuzwa, I apologize if I mispronounce your name. Welcome, welcome. All right, so let's get started. Public displays of divorce or breakups. Is it fair or delicious payback? And what I'm talking about, I'm not saying that, you know, you get into an argument, you know, at the restaurant and, you know, and you say, you know, you yell out, you know, I want to break up with you. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, and just go with me here for a moment. So, you see people at sports events, at restaurants, in front of their family, whatever, and they ask people to marry them. You know, they, you know, and we've talked about this just before, putting people on the spot, and you do this in public, and you ask people to marry you. You know, will you go to prom? Will you do this? You know, they go on the internet, they do all this stuff. But what about if you wanted to, you know, you're on the Jumbotron and you turn to your significant other or whatever, and you say, I want a divorce or I want to break up. Is there anything wrong with that? Is it wrong to, you know, you ask me to marry you or you ask me, you know, to be your girlfriend or go to prom, whatever, in front of your family? Can I say I want a divorce in front of your family? So that is my question. No problem, Lou. No problem. thank you, Frankie. Thank you. It is one of my favorites. Thank you. You know, so, you know, it, I mean, is that wrong? Is that wrong to, you know, end it, to, you know, break the ties in public? You know, and considering all the things that go on social media and the things that people post, you know, and people get very personal. So, Mama Bear says, sure, go for it. Why not? Don't do it to me, though. I mean, seriously. I mean, you figure that people put all kinds of stuff out on social media. I mean, they put their business out. I mean, they lay their business out. I mean, they talk about where they're going on vacation, what they have for dinner, whether or not they had great sex, whether or not this, this, and this, and this. So why not put out there that you want to break up with someone? You want a divorce. I mean, people go on social media and tell their bosses, take this job and stick it. Is there any difference from going somewhere and putting it on a jumbotron or, going somewhere and for all of the world to see at one time, that you're telling your boss to shove it? I mean, you just posted it on TikTok yesterday. So what's the difference between now you're, in front of everyone? Mama Bear, I'm gonna tell you, I have seen people talk about their sex life. There are some TikToks out there. There are some Instagrams. I mean, there are people out there who, like I said, they bear everything. And I just shake my head. I just shake my head because one day it may come back to you or not, but why do we care? Why do we care? you may not be talking about your sex life like that, but I guarantee you somebody else is out there right now talking about theirs. So I guess I'm going to veer this some because, again, I'm saying that you're putting everything out there for the world to see. Is everything fair game? Have you made it fair game? I mean, if you're out there putting everything on social media, and some people do, especially younger people, are you going to be surprised if it comes back to you in some way that's not very nice or is negative? I mean, there's somebody on TikTok who has, thousands upon thousands and thousands of followers, and all they do literally is record themselves sleeping. And the fact that people are actually, looking at this and making comments, you have nothing better else to do with your life than to sit and watch someone on TikTok sleep. I'm just saying, and Mama Bear says, I'd rather people hear I'm good, not bad. I mean, yeah. I mean, yes, we do watch our kids sleep. But are you putting it on TikTok? Are you putting it on Instagram? Is it on Facebook? Hey, Juju, welcome. I mean, it just amazes me that people put their lives on display. But then when it comes back to them in a negative way, when someone else does something and it's a negative for these same people, all of a sudden, some of these people, they get butthurt. They get their feelings are hurt. But wait, didn't you just get finished doing that to somebody else? And you thought it was funny? What are you? I'm sorry, I'm looking at my ring. My dogs are going crazy trying to figure out why. I just don't. Well, put it like this. I do understand it because some people have this need for attention. Some people have, hey, Angie, welcome. And welcome beyond the ordinary. Welcome. you know, some people have this need for attention. Some people will do anything for attention. I mean, you know, you've heard of those challenges that some people have where, you know, they're filming themselves, you know, jump off high buildings, whatever, and people are saying, jump, 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 or, I mean, just silly things, you know. Can you go across the freeway without getting hit? I mean, you know, seriously, are you doing this all for likes and attention? So again, I go back to, if someone broke up with you or asked you for a divorce or quit their job or something else that was a negative, and it was in public, on a very public platform, do you have a right to get upset if you've already, yeah, mama bear, dumbasses, do you have a right to get upset considering that you yourself put things out there in public, be it positive or negative? I had a conversation with one of my friends over the weekend when we were texting each other. And I just got to the point where I was like, I got to jump off the merry-go-round because this is getting ridiculous. And I'm not going to tell y'all who we were texting about. It was someone who is in public. They're a public figure, because that person will open up a whole can of worms. No, it wasn't Trump. No, it wasn't Biden. You know, it wasn't any of those people. But, I kept saying that I don't care. I don't care what this person does. And my friend, you know, she doesn't like this person, you know, and she always has an opinion about him. And she said, we're going to have to, you know, talk where we can, so I can really lay out, you know, what I'm talking about. And I said, I don't care. I don't care about these people. I said, you know, they're not doing anything to me. You know, they're not doing anything to hurt me. I don't care what they do. And I said, you really have this thing against this person. And she says, well, they're a public figure, so everything is fair game. And I do believe that, and I know I'm changing the topic a bit, you know, but, you know, people, when you're in the public eye, you are fair game. But, okay, Shelby says, I will only say something on social media if I'm attacked first on social media. I mean, and that's fair, you know, but even on things like Podbean, if you do a show on Podbean, you are putting yourself out there. If you have anything on social media, you're putting yourself out there. I think if you respond to someone on social media, and you may be the most silent person ever, but your response may elicit a response that someone doesn't like, or someone does like, and they'll comment on it. You know, next thing you know, your comment has been, you know, reposted and copied and pasted on someone's TikTok, and they're talking about it. I mean, it happens every single day. You know, but at what point do we make ourselves a target? At what point do we make ourselves a target, and do we have a right to get upset? Blunt says, I have a friend that's always posting her breakups on Facebook, but she looks stupid because she gets back together. She gets back together with them. I mean, you know, Blunt, I mean, I, I am with you on that one. I mean, you know, Facebook is something. I mean, I do have a Facebook page. It took me forever to get one, you know, and then I finally got one. And honestly, guys, I've had my Facebook page since, which is pretty late compared to how long it's been out. I think I've had my Facebook page since probably 2016, you know, and I only have like 42 friends, and people laugh. I mean, I have not posted on that Facebook page in a long time. I mean, when I say a long time, I'm talking about like a year, year and a half, whatever. And even then, it's like I'll go through a quick look, you know, or if I do go on Facebook, you know, is looking up people who I used to go to school with or something like that and go, oh, okay, you know, whatever. But, you know, when I look at Facebook and I see people with 2,000 friends, 3,000 friends, and I think what Facebook gives you up to 5,000 or something, I think it's funny because I'm like, do you actually know these people, or are you just accepting, you know, their friend requests just so you can build up your, you know, I mean, I think that's ridiculous. I mean, unless people are following you because you actually have something to say, or you know these people, because everybody who's on my Facebook page, I know them. When I say know them, I mean, I can pick up the phone and I can call them. I can go over their house, ring their doorbell. They can come over my house. These are people that I actually know. So I just shake my head at people who have all these friends on Facebook. I'm like, do you really know all of these people? You know, Angie says, I have Facebook, but deleted it now. Okay, let me read it again. I had Facebook, but deleted it. I have it now again, but I have not one friend or acquaintance on it because I don't want to see all the crap. It's just for things I'm interested in. Okay, got it. Got it. Lou says, I had to block someone who's getting physically abused and went back to the guy. No, you don't. Not sure what you're talking about there, Mama Bear. I only have friends and family on Facebook. Okay. That's what Blunt says. I'm private. No one can find me unless I look for them. Lou says, I think of Stockholm Syndrome. I think it was better for me to walk away. I mean, you know, you look at social media and you look at all these things, and if someone, you know, when people put breakups and stuff on display, is it fair? Or as I said, is it delicious payback? For some people, is it just, you know, payback for what I want to say, is it payback for the things that person, you know, did to them? You know, has social media and we talked about this before, has social media made us meaner? You know, and going back to what Blunt says, you know, that she posts, you know, her friend posts her breakups and then she's back with the person. I mean, how many times have we seen people say, you know, I'm leaving TikTok, I'm leaving this, I'm leaving that. And then, you know, for some people, you know, a day hasn't even gone by and they're back, you know, or, you know, you have these athletes, you know, I'm quitting. I'm going to retire. And that lasts all of what, you know, 2 weeks before they're back. You know, why do people do that? And do people really care? Do people really care? Just a question. Gigi says, I shut down my Facebook page for about 3 or 4 years, came back under a complete different name. Okay. Mama Bear says, depends who the person is, if I like them or not. and people are nosy. I mean, social media has made it for people to become nosy, but do you allow that? Do you allow it by the things that you post? Are you posting, you know, such personal things, you know, that you're allowing someone to post something negative about you? I mean, you've already posted your whole life. And we all know if you make a comment on a social media page, that's open game for someone to comment back. You can get mad and upset. Well, I made this comment and somebody came back and said this. Well, I mean, you made your comment. You posted it. You posted it for people to see. Some people may comment. Some people may not. Some people may comment in the positive. Some people may not. Do you have the right to get upset? I mean, Lord knows, you know, I've posted stuff, you know, where people have come back and they have totally slammed me. Okay. You know, but some people, you know, take the comments to heart. Some of them, you know, I've been threatened. You know, they're, you know, so, I mean, and other, you know, other people have, you know, social media brings out the ugliness in people, and it brings out the good in people. But the ugly is usually from people who, in my opinion, are too cowardly to say it to someone's face. They won't do it. My opinion. And Mama Bear says, I've done that, made a comment, and a couple of people said negative things to me. I mean, yeah, that's expected. One thing we all know is we're not going to please everyone. Everyone is not going to like us. Cosign with what you just said. But as soon as we post something, we put it out there and people, I mean, we are fair game. So is the regular Joe on social media who nobody knows, is he just as much as a public figure as the president, as that entertainer? I think we are. You know, so I don't know. I don't know. But I do believe that anyone who says anything negative to someone, going back to the divorces and the breakup in public. Oh well. Why did they go there? What was the reason that they went public instead of private? Have you been acting like a jerk? You know, so they said that they're going to put this out there for everyone to see. I don't know. So, but that's what I was thinking about, you know, just, you know, people put stuff on the jumbotrons and all this other stuff. You know, why not put the breakups up there too? You know, people want to brag about their kids, how great they are, how well they do in school. Is it wrong for that parent to, you know, put a sign on their child on a corner saying that their child, you know, failed their test and they have to wear this sign until they get their grades up? You know, we've seen those videos of parents who, you know, my child was disrespectful, whatever. I mean, is that fair? Should you do that to a child? Should you put your child on, you know, on a stage where everyone can see them? Is that fair? Is it fair to the child? Hey, Minnesota, didn't see you pop in and Power Girl. And Ms. Angie says, may have 200 people as friends, but they're not. She says, I think sometimes certain types of people have no other outlet. Welcome, Robin. This is true. But let me ask this then. If social media is the only outlet for people, let's take social media away. Let's go back 20 years. You know, let's take away the smartphone. Let's have it where everybody had just a flip phone without the ability to text. There's no texting. You know, you have your phone, but it's just a phone. You can call people, they call you, and that's it. You know, the way the cell phones were when they first came out. You know, you can't Google. You can't look up stuff on social media. What would those same people have done if they did not have that outlet? That person who was going to propose on the Jumbotron, would they have done it in private, where the person being proposed to probably would have liked it more? Because honestly, I don't think that, I think the majority of women who get proposed to in a public setting, I don't think they like it at all. That's just my opinion. And again, I am saying the majority. That's just my feeling. And Angie says, then it was trapped in your head with nowhere to go with it. But was it? I mean, I guess, Angie, what I'm asking is, would those same people, would they have either sought help? Would they have gotten a hobby? You know, started bowling. I mean, how many people bowl? you know, I mean, seriously. I mean, how many people, I mean, would they have taken up swimming, tennis, basketball? I mean, would they have, you know, gone to the gym to work out? Would they have done things that would have made them more social, that maybe they would have been able to let it go or have that outlet? See, I mean, more people who are lonely or mental health, not like their kids posted what they have for dinner. No, I understand that. So I'm saying, would that lonely person have gone out to do things that would have made them engage with other people? You know, like I said, would you have taken up some type of hobby or sport, or would you have volunteered or something where it was making you volunteer? And as far as the mental health thing goes, I think social media has made people have more mental health issues. I really do. Fair says it goes back to the beginning of the internet into homes, about 95. This has become the culmination of having the ability to communicate globally. We seek out communities and find circles or similar interests outside of our neighborhood. I mean, and Fair, yes, we do. But at the same time, again, I am dating myself, but I had pen pals growing up. I had pen pals growing up. I mean, I had pen pals. I had three, two of which I kept in contact with, until they stopped writing me, and two of them were in Vietnam, and I never heard from them again. And I think they got swept up in the whole Khmer Rouge thing, whatever. I never heard from them again. And we wrote religiously to each other. Then one day the letters just stopped, you know, but we don't do things that, will engage other people. You don't see children playing outside anymore. Not the way they used to. I mean, it was to the point where you were outside so much that your mother and father had to call you in. They had to call you in until it was like, don't make me have to come out there. Don't make me have to come get you. I mean, you were outside playing. You don't have that anymore. Now parents are sticking cell phones in their children's hands, which I think is ridiculous. And I think it's laziness on the parents' side. This is the only way you can entertain your child or get your child to be quiet is by giving them a cell phone. So if any of y'all did that, that's how I feel. Angie says, to be fair as well, I think social media creates a lot of mental health issues. Yes. I think that it does. And Farrah says the social media experiment was invaded by advertising. Of course, advertising will always come in because that's a way of making money. This is a digital pen pal where it's more instant. Yeah, it is. But Farrah, think about this. Things may be more instant, but one thing that we have lost as a society is the ability to write. And writing out the written word helps with grammar, helps with spelling. Now we have this thing called spell check, and sometimes that's wrong. I mean, how many times are we type something, then, oh, it wasn't supposed to be that. And you put the little star and then you put the correction. We all do it. I mean, we don't, cursive writing is not even something that's taught in schools anymore. You look at adults when they sign their name, is a lot of them just print. You bring up cursive to some kids, they don't even know what that word is. Writing, to me at least, is important. Like I said, it goes to grammar. It goes to spelling. Those are all things that were, to me, that were tied to together. But then you throw in social media and it goes away. Schools are giving children iPads as opposed to books. People are reading books off of Kindle. And they're listening to audio. And one reason why the library is also in the demise, because we have nurtured this society of people who want to cut corners, do it easily. You know, our kids are growing up and they're like, oh, my kid got an A in this, but when you actually look at your kid, can your kid read? Can your kid spell? Can you read? Can you spell? Because there are a lot of adults. And when I say adults, I'm talking about people over the age of 21, some of them in their 30s and 40s, who cannot read. But they sure can go on social media, push a button, and that's what it is. Farron says, and you can share more of your experiences and more than a written. No, yes, 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 you can. Yes, you can. But I think sharing your experiences easier, I think, has also made society dumber. It has made society dumber. You know, when I have little things that I do, and this is, again, this is just me, and you all may think that it's silly, whatever, but when I have things that I'm doing, if I'm inviting people over for a get-together party, I'm not sending out a text saying, hey, I'm having this on Saturday, this time, whatever. I actually go and get an invitation, and I write it out, and I mail it to them. Number one, I think it's more personal. You know, send those thank you notes. You know, if someone can take the time to send you a gift, go get a thank you note. How many people even teach their kids to send thank you notes? I mean, that was like a must in our house. That thank you note had to be out within 3 days. People don't do that anymore. And Fair says writing has evolved to include other forms of communication. Yes, it has. Fair says there are a lot more things available for kids and people to take up their time aside from TV at home or outside playing. Kids are playing in different ways that weren't available back then. Yeah, but Fair, a lot of it is technology. A lot of it is on the computer where they're not outside. They're not outside. I mean, you know, I'm sorry. I am a huge proponent of children playing outside. I mean, you have to think about it this way also. How many schools have PE anymore? How many elementary schools have PE? The kids may be able to go out for recess. You know, they go eat lunch. They go out for recess. But how many schools actually have PE where, you know, I mean, where you were out there doing jumping jacks or, you know, whatever. Budget cuts have cut into a lot of things. It has cut into programs like art, band, whatever. But instead, you get on your phone and you can learn how to play this and you can learn how to play that. Are you learning how to play? I mean, that one-on-one to me matters. Learning how to play in that band when you know, you're learning how to play the trumpet, the other person's learning how to play the flute, whatever. And then you come together, you know, at the end of the school year or every quarter, and you're playing together. And that also, you know, to me, as you develop and you grow up, that makes a difference, at least to me. I believe the writing is more on our education system. We need to better educate. Yes, we do. And the United States is like way, way behind. Welcome, Zahara, and welcome, Crazy. I don't see anything wrong with using a tablet at school. I disagree. I think books are important. I think, you know, everyone turn to page 35. And, you know, go down to paragraph, you know, 4. I think it's important, but that's just me. And yes, the future will be different, but I think that children of yesterday are more educated than children of today. One thing that the United States has a problem with. Yeah, we're easily entertained, Fair, because we have all this crap in front of us. We have the iPads and our phones and the computers and stuff. You know, but I think it's sad that, you know, we are failing. Our children are not good readers. Adults are not good readers. Hell, adults can't even spell. And I go back to 2, 2, and 2, T-O-T-O-O-T-T-W-O. There, there, and there. T-H-E-R-E, T-H-E-I-R, T-H-E-Y, apostrophe R-R-E. People screw that up. You know, you go apply for a job now, and, you know, people are, you know, doing everything, you know, by technology, whatever. But you actually have people actually have to sit down and do a resume where they actually have to write something, actually have to put something together. Because see, when I hire people, I give people spelling tests. And you would be amazed at how many people cannot spell. Well, don't you have, you know, spell check? I'm not concerned about spell check. If you're putting together something for me, you're helping me do a proposal or something, I need you to be able to understand what you're doing. I need you to be able to spell. And I think it's sad that a lot of adults cannot do that. But that's because they grew up with this technology. We're easily distracted because we have social media. And I know we went from public displays to this, but this all comes back to, you know, what we're doing, what social media has evolved into. And yes, Fair, you're absolutely right. If technology was available 60 years ago, the kids would do the same. Absolutely. That's my point. And instead of having a certain generation, a later generation of kids that are screwed up on the education level, we'll have more generations that were screwed up on the education level. Okay, Fair says, I hear you, but you need to do why lug around a dozen books. I mean, I understand that. I understand that. But that's all part of education. You know, you're trying to study for a test and you got to go back to page 40. You got to scroll up and down, I'm sorry. I think books have a place. And books are first and foremost. And I think it's a shame that books are being replaced with iPads. But hey, people raise their kids however they want. People do with their kids whatever they want, whatever. But I know there are a lot of kids that can't read. And I know there are a lot of parents who won't admit that their children cannot read. They cannot spell. They cannot write out a sentence that makes sense. I mean, Fair, have you ever seen people, and it drives me crazy, and you can say, well, this is social media, it doesn't matter. Have you ever seen people who just type stuff out? And is this a capital? The sentence just keeps going on and on and on. And you're trying to figure out, well, is this supposed to be a capital here? Is this a period? Where does it stop? I'm like, how do you write a sentence and you don't even use a period, question mark? I mean, can you tell me where this, I mean, cause you got to go back and go, well, wait, you know, those are the people who, you know what, I'm not even going to pay attention. If I can't even, you know, read what you're saying, I can't understand it because you're not using any punctuations to where I'm, you know, it's just all one big jumble. Zahara says, Zara, I do believe it's correct. Zara, my grandma and great grandparents are more knowledgeable than their peers from the new generation. Absolutely. That's, yep, 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 yep. That's what I'm saying. Spell check is a tool like the dictionary fair, but how many people can actually go and look up words in a dictionary? How many people even know how to use dictionaries now? How many people can, I mean, how many people understand a filing system? How many people, if you were to take people and say, okay, can you go file this for me? I bet you most of it would be messed up because people don't understand what that means. I mean, I see it when I go vote. You know, you have, you know, people, and if your name is from here to here, you know, stay here. If your name starts with M, whatever, you know, come in this line. You know, if it's PA, whatever, people are literally standing there like, what? Well, I mean, fair. I mean, we disagree. And again, people, you know, I'd rather kids get to class faster and access learning materials quicker. Yeah. Yeah. But sometimes those shortcuts are not necessarily good. Angie says, I love books. I love the feel of them and smell of a new book. Yeah, so do I. Books absolutely do have a place, but I agree that you have access to tablets, whatever they need. I mean, again, people can do whatever they want. This is just my own personal feelings. And I think that technology and iPads and everything in schools have made children dumber. One thing that is true, children are not as smart as they were 20 years ago. 30, 40 years ago. They just aren't. Save the paper cuts and all this other stuff, but children cannot read. They cannot read. And even though I don't believe in those, what do you call them? It depends where you are in the country, the star testing and all that other stuff, star testing and, the end of the year tests, whatever. Only reason why I don't believe in those is because I don't believe in time tests. I don't believe time tests are fair. I mean, you may have to do 1+1 within 5 seconds, where it may take you one plus one, two, where it may take somebody else. They got to look at their finger. 1+1. It takes them longer, but they get to the same answer. Hey, Shorty. Hello, JP. Welcome, welcome. Punctuation, grammar, spelling, all matters, and not only limited to the written. No, fair, they aren't. They are not. But when you write something out, as opposed to typing it, there's a difference in how you learn. But again, people can do however they want. You know, but I do believe it's a shame that people do not do cursive anymore. Let's see. Crazy says, same for maps and all that. They do rely on that, but that's the evolution of resources. Yes. Yes, it is. Rely on GPS now. But Crazy, but let me ask you this. What about if you're in an area and your phone doesn't work? Or you're in an area where GPS doesn't work. I mean, we rely so much on technology that when it comes to life-saving things where, you know, your phone doesn't have a charge, you don't have that map to help you get out from wherever you are. You're relying on that GPS to say, in 2 blocks, turn right on Main Street. Well, maybe that map would have helped you. that's just me. So you guys are saying hi to each other. Gigi says GPS was my best friend last week. Then I blame the teachers using the equipment inefficiently. They also need to be prepared for better education. Okay, but why? But see, then it comes back to now we're blaming the teachers. At what point do you take responsibility as a parent, first and foremost, to make sure that your child is also learning correctly? We can't blame everything on the teachers. A child spends a lot of time at school, but you, the parent, also have to educate kids. I mean, yeah, you know, my son, he was doing that technology thing. I was like, I even told one of his teachers, his teacher wanted him to, one of the things when they did reports, you know, type it out. I'm like, my son's not doing that. He's going to write his paper. Did my son like it? Nope. But he did it. And he thanks me for it now. Just like, you know, some of the things that my mother used to make me do, I thank her for it now. So, but again, I just look at the generation of children that are coming up. And they're not very smart. And I'm not even talking about, and we haven't even gotten to math. You know, whatever, but technology has, I don't know. That's just me. Juju says, I study where I have to go before I get there in case I don't have GPS. Yes, Juju. And that's a good thing. To me, I agree. But anyway, y'all heard my views. So everyone was just in the chat today. Let's see. Did I get that? Yep. And thank you everyone for liking the show. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, but that's all I got, y'all. But to go back to the very beginning, I see nothing wrong with putting your breakup or your divorce out there on the big jumbotron if the person who you're doing it to has put their whole life on social media. If you put it out there, then somebody else is putting it out there. If you're telling everybody on Facebook that you're breaking up with your boyfriend, you know, every other week, and then your boyfriend, you know, goes to a sporting event and or somewhere public and puts it out there that they're breaking up with you, what's the difference between you putting it on Facebook and them putting it up on a big screen? Both of y'all did it for the world to see. Shelby says, exactly. Exactly. So, but that's all I got, y'all. See any last comments from anyone? Nope. Okay. Well, that's fine. Well, I will be having a show tomorrow. I will not have one on Wednesday, but I will be having a show tomorrow. We'll have a show tomorrow, and open discussion on Thursday. So I do have shows posted for the week, except for Wednesday, and I will not be doing open bar on Friday. So, oh, and congratulations, I must say, go to JP Saturday Night Smoke because he won Shelby's challenge. Oh, boy. So, Shelby, do you want to say anything? If not, that's cool, too. But congratulations to JP. Let's see. Zara says, it might only be me, but I hate sharing personal life on social media the way everyone is doing now. I mean, right. This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. People tell their whole lives, you know, on social media. I don't get it, but they do. Hello, Shelby.
Hello. How are y'all?
Are you going to say anything about you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We will say congratulations to JP. He was the winner by long shot. Anyway, we will have another challenge next month. I'm not sure when. Crazy and I will have to get together and work out our schedule. And it was a pilot that went very well. Right at the end is where we wanted it to go, and or how we envisioned it. And so if you want to be a contestant, just go under Shelby Survivors and put a thumbs up.
Okay. All right. So, and that's on your Discord, correct?
Yes, under my Discord. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, JP was the winner. So, congratulations to JP.
Why do I sense sarcasm in your voice?
No, I'm not saying congratulations to JP. And I was going to say, and to Shorty, it was fun. You know, and no crazy lady's not here, you know, to crazy lady Shorty and JP. Was there anybody else? No, that was it, right? It was fun.
It was very entertaining.
Oh, boy. It was entertaining. It was. Oh, boy. Let's see. See, I'm just looking at some of these comments. Shorty says it was. I don't know what the is for, Shorty. Is that the for the challenge comments, or the is for something else that was said? I'm not sure what the is for. Okay, so Shelby, are you having a show after this, or?
Yeah, since I get home and settled, I will go on. And Wednesday, okay. I will go on, all but right. I will be late coming on, so it'll probably be about 3:30, 3:45 when I go on Wednesday.
That's Central Time.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Sometimes I show up at the wrong time. It's like, no, is it this time? So I'm trying. Sometimes I can be a little slow here. So, you know, and I admit it, y'all. Sometimes, you know, I will admit that sometimes I am slow on certain things. So, all right. Well, y'all, I am going to leave you guys with a song called 300. Is it 300 flowers? 300 flowers. And it was all linked to the whole breakup and all that other stuff. So, here you go.
You and I said goodbye. Thank you.
I love that song, y'all. You guys got to hear the whole lyrics and what have you. I love the song. But anyway. Well, crazy, you lost your internet, so you're going to have to open up a book. I'm sorry I had to say that. But anyway, y'all, thank you very much for coming and hanging out with me in the middle of your day. It is appreciated as always. Fair, I enjoy the dialogue with you. I always do. I like a good back and forth. If it's not with me, just listening to someone else doing a back and forth. But anyway, guys, I hope to see you tomorrow. Enjoy your day or evening wherever you are. Bye.